Well, you know I'm
on the battlefield,
on the battlefield.
As the steel mills and coal mines sprang up around Birmingham at the end of the 19th and beginning of the 20th century, black workers moved in from the country and they brought their music with them. A style of a cappella quartet singing evolved here that featured four-part harmony with a strong lead vocal. It became known throughout the gospel music world as the Jefferson County Sound. Filmmaker Robert Clem says it was closely linked with the mines and mills of Birmingham.
It was really one of the only forms of entertainment that they had. And it went through the churches, and it became quite the social thing in Birmingham. And here you had, it was like a real source of energy at that time. It's like Paris in the 20s.
Well, said it's gonna rain, till the clock's gonna send the water.
Birmingham in the 20s was like, I think, a real hot spot for black culture in the South. And that happened to be the same time when radio began and when records started being made. And this music that was being produced in Birmingham, all this experimentation, and kind of came along at the right time. They got on the radio, they made records, and this music then began spreading out through the rest of the country. So that's why the Birmingham sound is so seminal in this music, as well as other forms of popular music.
In addition to tight four-part harmonies, music historian Opal Lewis Nations credits Birmingham gospel groups with putting the spotlight on performance. Until Birmingham, most quartets were what they call Jubilee.
Jubilee was standing on one spot with four guys standing around one microphone, and you didn't move. You had to be well-mannered, it was very formal, and it was a straight form of quartet.
But the Birmingham groups changed that.
There was a group called the Blue Jay Gospel Singers, who were extremely important, who loosened up the music.
Well, I must tell you.
They had two lead singers that played off of each other to build the song. It started at one kind of emotional intensity and it ended up maybe somewhere in the clouds, they hoped, using little devices like chanka-lanka-lanka-lanka.
Over the decades and miles, several groups stood the test of time. The Blind Boys of Alabama, the Delta Airs, the Fairfield Four, and the Birmingham Sunlights. Like other Jefferson County groups, the Birmingham Sunlights are passing on the tradition they learned from their musical mentors, the Sterling Jubilee Singers. James Taylor is the lead singer for the Sunlights.
The things that the Sterling Jubilee Singers taught us, it's, in my opinion, phenomenal. They taught us how to take a chord, give that chord a turn, a twist. That chord becomes your own. Nobody's gonna do that twist or that wrinkle the same way.
Musical ambassadors for the Birmingham Sound, both here and abroad, for their contribution to the artistic excellence of gospel music, the National Endowment for the Arts honors the Birmingham Sunlights.
I'm working on a bill.
Yes, I'm working on a bill.
It's the true foundation.
Yes, it's the true foundation.
The Sunlights, all in their 50s and 60s now, want to keep their musical tradition alive. And to that end, they're training a new generation of singers. As the film makes clear, a cappella gospel music has ebbed and been resurrected over the years. And while some of the practitioners are a bit long in the tooth, the music plays on. Isaac Freeman is the bass singer for the Fairfield Four.
And we were supposed to have been all washed up. Nobody wanted to hear that type of singing anymore. We proved them wrong. We've been trying to keep it going, you know.